It has been observed by many people that love makes people do strange things. Love makes people act in crazy and mysterious ways. For example, love can make people spend money they don't have. Or it can make someone spend time in a way that they never imagined. I think of men who spend time shopping when they would rather be doing something else, or women watching football when they might rather be doing something else. Or they go to extremes, even rearranging their whole lives in ways that are inconvenient to themselves. Love will do that. And I think one of the reasons why is because, well, words are not enough. It's not enough just to say, I love you. There's the expression, talk is cheap. It is. And so when somebody loves someone, they have to show it. They want to show it. When we love someone, we want to do something, especially something difficult. When you love, you don't avoid sacrifice. You want to sacrifice. You're looking for ways, for reasons to sacrifice, to show somebody, that special somebody, just how much you love them. It's the only way that will give you a kind of release to what you're feeling inside. I guess that's why people say love is blind. But of course, it's not blind for the one who loves. Thus, while we might still think that the action that they perform is crazy, we don't think the person is crazy, because we all know that love has its own reasons. That others who are not in love don't understand. But we do understand that love has its own reasons. And the thing is that it often works. Many husbands have won the attention of their wives by doing strange and crazy things. Why does it work? Well, I think it works because love changes us. It frees us from our loneliness and our solitude. That is to say, when somebody loves you, if you've ever had the good fortune of being loved in that way, as I say, it frees us. Otherwise, we're lonely. We're locked in ourselves. But when you love and when you are loved, it somehow frees you from that. You go outside of yourself. We say you transcend yourself. You're no longer locked inside. It also gives the possibility of meaning to our lives when someone loves us or when we love somebody. Now I'm awake. I'm alive. My life has meaning in a way that it didn't before. Right? There's a song in my step. I'm no longer focused just on me, but on the other. And that brings me alive. I'm someone. I'm someone. Who am I? I'm the one who loves, or I'm the one who's loved. Someone loves me. It makes us feel special. We feel somehow ennobled and motivated to be more worthy, right? I want to be worthy of that love, of the one who loves me that way. When we think of the passion narrative, for example, the one that we hear every Palm Sunday from the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem to his death on the cross, the whole passion narrative is the account of God doing something strange, even crazy, out of love for us. For love for us, he who walked on water is riding a donkey. For love of us, he who created the universe is being questioned by sinners. He who is the eternal Word of God, truth incarnate, is being judged by a man who asks, "What is truth?" He in whose presence even the cherubim and seraphim cover their eyes was crucified with criminals for love of us. Words were not enough to express his love for us. He loved us with a sacrificial love. And true love does not stop at the minimum. It wants to do the maximum, as much as possible. And Jesus did all these things for you and for me personally. He did not go to the cross blindly, but with his eyes wide open, fixed on you, fixed on me. When he was going up to Mount Calvary, he saw you at the top. The mystery of Jesus' passion and death is only a mystery to those who don't recognize it for what it is. A mystery of love. A divine act of love which changes us. It raises us to a supernatural level with the angels, making us sons and daughters of God Most High. It frees us from our isolation, being locked within ourselves and our weakness and frailty. It gives our existence a new meaning. We go outside of ourselves. We're lifted up to heaven. In a word, it makes us special. You and I are special because Jesus Christ loved us so much, he died for us, for you. Somebody loved you that much. When St. Paul understood this, he says to the Christians, he says, "You know, I used to be smart, I used to be beautiful, I used to be rich, I used to have it all. But all of that is now trash to me now because of the supreme good of knowing Jesus Christ and his love for me." The love of God poured out upon us in Jesus Christ is our boast. It's our pride. So if we ever feel like we don't matter, if you ever feel that nobody loves you, just look up at our Lord hanging on the cross and recognize him who loves you. Jesus loved the loveless so that we might be made lovely. No love story was so divine. Never was there sorrow and sacrifice like his, because never was there a love like his.